We have to conceive it on the inside before we're ever going to receive it on the outside. If you don't think you can have something good, then you never will. The barrier is in your mind. It's not God's lack of resources or your lack of talent that prevents you from prospering. No, your own wrong thinking can keep you from God's best. You foster an image of defeat and failure, then you're going to live that kind of life. But if you develop an image of victory, success, health, abundance, joy, peace, and happiness, nothing on earth will be able to hold those things from you. Get rid of that small-minded thinking and start thinking like God. Think big. Think increase. Think abundance. Think more than enough. What you expect is what you will get. If you dwell on positive thoughts, your life will move in that direction. If you continually think negative thoughts, you will live a negative life. That's why one of the key elements to enlarging your vision will be raising your level of expectancy. You have to change your thinking before you can ever change your living. It's important that you program your mind for success. If you can see it, then you can be it. If you can visualize it in your heart and mind, seeing it through the screen of God's Word with your spiritual eyes, it can become a reality in your life. Unfortunately, what you will receive is directly connected to how you believe and what you expect. If you want God to do the extraordinary, then you must start believing Him for bigger things. What you will receive is directly connected to how you believe. No, God wants to give you your own house. God has a big dream for your life. How could that ever happen to me, you ask? I don't make enough money. Perhaps not, but our God is well able. He's not having financial difficulties. He owns it all. Why not believe Him for bigger things? If you're not experiencing as much favor as you would like, start declaring it more often. Become more diligent about speaking it out. And you don't even necessarily have to say it out loud. You can speak it under your breath. You can say it while you're driving to work. You can say it right before that big presentation.